As the November 6th U.S. presidential and congressional election approaches, speculation is running high that Israel may view the next 3 months as the best time to initiate an airstrike targeting Iran's nuclear research facilities. 4 years now, the U.S., Israel, and NATO member nations have ratcheted up pressure on the Islamic Republic to halt its enrichment of uranium and other research that Western nations charge is part of Iran's goal of building nuclear weapons capability. Iran has long maintained that their uranium enrichment program is designed solely for civilian energy purposes. Israeli officials, well aware that President Obama is vulnerable to Republican Party charges of being soft in Iran in the period before the election, feel that if they initiate an attack, the White House could be pressured to provide military support for an Israeli airstrike. If, on the other hand, there is no airstrike and Obama is reelected, Israeli leaders express concern that the U.S. may be less likely to support an attack on Iran and exert pressure on Israel to make concessions on future negotiations with the Palestinians. But many observers believe that President Obama is anxious to avoid being drawn into a new conflict with Iran before the election, as evidenced by his decision to dispatch 5 senior officials, including Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Defense Secretary Leon Panetta, to visit Israel and urge more time for sanctions to take effect and bring Iran back to serious negotiations. But inside Israel, there is growing speculation in the media that the Israeli military is now preparing to launch an attack against Iran with or without the U.S. Your reporter spoke with Leah Bolger, retired U.S. Navy commander and current president of Veterans for Peace, who assesses the danger of a new war being launched against Iran before the U.S. November election.
Some time ago, back in the spring, Veterans for Peace issued a statement imploring President Obama. This is when Netanyahu was in the country at the AIPAC convention. And we besieged President Obama to declare very unequivocally that he would not support, the U.S. would not support a military attack by Israel on Iran. If President Obama is silent and does not say we will not support Israel, then his silence will be interpreted by Netanyahu as a court that he is in agreement. It seems very dire. I know in the spring it seemed like we were hearing more and more vocalization about actual words of a threatening, and you heard a lot more talk about this threat. We will not allow this to happen, and very bellicose and confrontational words. And then it sort of died down a little bit with the presidential elections have taken over the news cycle completely. And now you don't hear so much talk about it. But I'm very worried that Israel can do whatever they want because they know that both sides, the Republicans and the Democrats, rely so heavily on AIPAC for their financing that they sort of do AIPAC's bidding. And it's very frightening. And it's critical that we speak up as a community, as a global community, in opposition to these bellicose threats of war.
What is your biggest concern if Israel should decide to attack Iran's nuclear research facilities with or without the United States? What are the potential flashpoints that could follow such an attack?
Well, if Iran is attacked, I think their natural reaction then would be to close the Straits of Hormuz. Gas and oil would skyrocket. If people think gasoline is expensive now, that would be a huge, it would be a real shock to the American people. If Israel does this, the United States has pledged, Mitt Romney has fallen all over himself to almost urging Israel to kind of take the lead on this. So I think the only hope we have is if Obama says clearly, we will not follow you into a war. Iran is a signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty, the NPT. Iran is a signatory. Iran has invited IAEA inspectors into its country to look at its facilities. Yet its neighbor, Israel, does not even admit that they have nuclear weapons, and it is well known that they have several hundred nuclear weapons. IAEA has never inspected them. Israel is not a signatory to the NPT, and neither are India or Pakistan, also nuclear powers in the region. So Iran is completely surrounded by countries with nuclear weapons. So if they are told, they are attacked, I think they will strike back with whatever tools they have, and oil is one that they can use against us. It would be disastrous for Israel to do that, and it would be disastrous for the United States to follow them into that.
With this issue of many in Congress, the politicians in Israel advocating military action against Iran, it's important to gauge American political opinion here, especially in an election year. Where do you think American public opinion comes down in terms of new military action, whether it's against Iran, with Israel, or to intervene in this rebellion that's been going on for 18 months in Syria?
I think the American public does not want another war. I mean, they have said clearly and for some time now that they want us out of Afghanistan. They wanted us out of Iraq. And I don't believe that the American people want another war. But the Congress and the people who make the decisions don't listen to the American people's will. They listen to the corporate will. And there is a lot of money to be made in continuous war, which is why I believe that it's going to be very, very difficult to end war, because it's this perpetual cycle of we, meaning the government, has to use our weapons so that we can create more, so that we can, keep the machine rolling along. The people who are knowledgeable and read and understand what's going on are very alarmed. The vast majority of American people don't know what's going on out of lack of curiosity or lack of access to real news and real facts. You know, we have to start thinking of the lives of people in other countries as being equally valuable as lives of Americans. And that's the bottom line. And we have to start thinking about the innocent people who are being harmed by our government's policies. And I think that's what it comes down to. The American public needs to wake up.
That was Leah Bolger, president of Veterans for Peace, who spent 20 years on active duty in the U.S. Navy, retiring in 2000 at the rank of commander. Find more analysis of a possible conflict with Iran on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.